Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the author of Look Up America. He's a financial advisor to many people, especially in the area of ethical and spiritual investing strategies. Gary, give us the website, please.
Financialseminary.org.
.org. So check that out. The book's available wherever books are sold. Also, Faithful Finances 101, and still one of my favorites. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. Okay, folks, what I've been asking Gary to do up for today is to show you where the macro economy and political issues, how they're being made, what a little bit about how these big machines out there, as those wheels are turning, how it affects you and me, not so much short term but mid and long term, and what you and I need to do, at least be aware of them and try to make some kind of plans to protect ourselves. So Gary, you got some other ideas to talk to us about.
Yes, one other major change last month, Jim. A lot of people don't know it, but since the mid-80s, the United States, if a foreigner invested in our banks or government bonds here, our government has not reported to most nations except Canada that they got interest on the money, which means they didn't have to pay taxes.
Right.
In other words,
they didn't send that foreigner a 1099 back.
That's right. It's called the reporting requirement, and we, in essence, have been an offshore tax haven for the rest of the world. That's how we borrowed all this cheap money.
Right.
Last month, that rule changed, which means that a lot of money in Florida, Texas, and so on, the Latin American countries and so on, is going to leave here, I think. That is going to somewhat reduce
the amount. You said that
the
law changed. You mean they're going to start reporting?
They're going to start reporting.
They're going to start sending those 1099s back and saying, we paid this person from Peru or Brazil or Russia received this much interest in our country.
That's correct. And, okay. And therefore, they're going to look around and say, you know, all of a sudden, I think the Cayman Islands looks a lot better.
What's that going to do to our next to our subsequent auctions?
Well, it's going to cause them to go up.
It's going to cause interest rates to go up.
Interest rate on Treasury bonds.
It could be moving us faster towards a failed auction, too, right?
Rates have been going up, Jim, for 6 to 9 months in this country. Always remember, the Fed can control short-term interest rates, Jim, but the market controls long-term rates. And where I'm going with that is, if you're a small business owner or you have a mortgage, lock in interest rates if you can. And don't be so susceptible to adjustable rate mortgages and interest at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a good suggestion, folks. So think about that. Also, if rates go up because of less money coming in, or because they think it's not as attractive, also because the U.S. fiscal condition is not as good, financial situation is not as good, then rates will go up. We could be that much closer to a failed auction, which also contributes to downgrading our credit, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going there with you, Jim. In a world awash in money, think about what we said. The world by the end of this decade, is going to have $900 trillion in financial capital.
Yeah.
I think the United States, as the world's reserve currency, will be able to get $20 trillion of that.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's in the cards.
I hear you. No, I see. So you're saying even though you ought to be able to just sort of follow the trail and make an assumption, you're saying because in the world that we have, as ugly as we may be, we're not the ugliest one at the party.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're the prettiest girl at the ugly girl party.
notice, Gary's folks. Gary's the one who brought the gender into this. I was doing neuter gender. So anyway, okay, Gary. Last thoughts. We got about a minute.
Okay. If you have an IRA and you're one of those many investors who, for the past 5 years, have been putting your money in a bond fund, make sure you get a Morningstar from somewhere and look at what's called duration. Write that word down, duration. What it means is how much money you'll lose on your bond fund if interest rates rise 1%, Jim.
Right.
In the case of the Vanguard long-term bond funds, I checked this weekend, you're going to lose 17% a year.
But others, how do you find out if would it tell you how much you use in the due diligence section of the fund?
Yeah, it's right on the Morningstar report.
Okay,
just look for the word duration.
Check that out and find the one that will lose the least money. Hey,
the
Gary.
The least amount of money, yes. Want one down below 5%.
Right. Thanks for being here. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, Faithful Finances. No, I'm sorry, financialseminary.org is his website. His book is Look Up America. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.